作成病棟、性格最悪のナースしかいない病院で射精管理生活。
All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Hentai Corner. We are back with our first... Yes, this is horror. This is Nope, Nope Nurses, the very first one we're unveiling for the Halloween Horror Month. This is going to be a little fucked up. It's got some real torture and femdom and all that crazy shit. So let's get started. Oh, wow, your cock is so big. What do you want me to do with this? Maybe you should tell me? My big sister smiles mischievously as she looms over me. I gulp as I smell the sweet scent emanating off her body. She stares affectionately at me as she slowly reaches for my cock. Her light and ticklish stroke makes me shudder with pleasure. Your cock looks like it's unable to take the suspense, but my hand probably won't get the job done, huh? My sister smiles a little again. Meanwhile, my gaze locks onto my sister's breasts, which look heavy in front of me as they softly sway to and fro. I understand. You want me to take... I understand. You want me to take my soft, smooth, and plump tits and massage your cock with them, don't you? Or maybe you want to squeeze your cock between my breasts and beat you off with them. The way she whispers in my ear makes my cock quiver and tremble. My sister's soft laughter tickles my ear. I know. You want me to do both. That's fine. Your wish is my command. Yeah, that's right. I'm about to take your adorably erect cock dripping with pre-cum and milk it with my breasts. In exchange for that, could you gift me with enough hot cum to make my tits themselves pregnant? What? I wonder if you can. Nice response. Well then, time to make your Mr. Happy even happier. As my big sister slowly lowers her body, her large breasts sway from side to side. She smiles again as she sees how intently I'm staring at her. Don't worry. No matter how desperate your gaze gets, I won't leave you hanging. My breasts are yours and yours alone. They exist for no other reason than to please you. So look at them all you like, okay? You do know that I'm about to wrap my boobs around that upright cock of yours, don't you? Watch this. My cock is slowly swallowed into the crevice between her soft mounds of flesh. The volume of them is overwhelming. The softness and warmth of her skin causes my hips to thrust up strongly.
だダメよ。せっかくなんだから、たっぷり楽しんでちょうだいね。
Your cock is quivering. Are you already about to come? You know I won't let you do that, don't you? I've so been looking forward to this, and I'm gonna have fun with it. First, I'll gently hold your cock from both sides.First, I'll gently hold your cock from both sides and slowly move them up and down. Hee hee hee, you like it when I do that, don't you? Can you hear it?Can you hear the slimy sound of your pre-cum between my boobs? Amazing. Your pre-cum is getting more and more syrupy. Is your cock already happy with what my boobs are doing to it? That's good. I'll make your second head so happy with them that they'll be the only thing running through your first one. The sweet, enchanting voice permeates my brain through my ears. My big sister smiles at me like an angel as she sees my mouth drop open.
こうすると、どう?左右のおっぱいを交互に上下にツリツリさせて気に入ったみたいね。
What's this? How's this?
こすられたおちんちん、とっても熱くなってきてる。
I'm already sliding my right and left boobs up and down. You really seem to like it. Your cock is getting hotter and hotter as I massage it.
よく覚えていてね。これがカイスリの体感だよ。
You remember this, don't you? This is how good a titty fuck feels, and I'm gonna make sure you never forget it. I don't see nothing, guys. It's good if I slowly massage your cock with my tits and gradually attack the head, right?Oh yes, hee hee hee, the feel of your cock moving between my breasts is making them feel good too. This time, I'll stroke it with my arms folded like this, hee hee hee, now the whole of your cock is engulfed by my tits, isn't it?Having the head rot inside my tits like this feels just like a pussy, doesn't it? Do you like your big sister's titty pussy? Engulfed in the soft flesh of my boobs, my crotch grows hot and my cock twitches more and more eagerly. My big sister smiles at that.Okay then, I'll open the gap a little more and hee hee hee, your cock is now covered with my drool. You know what this means, right? My breasts are pretty much no different than a pussy now. These sexual juices make them slippery, hot, and soft. Now I'm gonna move my body and stroke it from top to bottom. Okay, here I go. My boobs are moving up and down so much that they're hitting your stomach. It's making a slapping sound, just like the sound you hear when fucking a pussy. Aha! The enlarged head of your cock is stimulating my breast too, but don't worry, I won't be outdone. The more spit I add, the louder and nastier the sound gets. Your cock is really trembling. Are you almost there? Do you feel like you're about to blow your load? That's fine, but come a lot, okay? I want you to come so hard that you never forget how big your sister's... How good your big sister's titty fucks feel. Come so hard that jacking off will never get the job done again. Okay, I'll make my strokes even bigger. My big tits are really tapping down hard on you, and your cock is responding with such a lewd sound. Your cock feels good, doesn't it? I'm so happy being engulfed in and stroked by slippery tits like this. I bet it feels like it's about to melt. It's okay, there's no need to hold back. So you're going to ejaculate, right? I want enough cum on my tits to impregnate them. Are you close? I want you to shoot out all your happy juices while my tits are dancing along your cock like this. Yeah, it's okay. Go ahead and come. Shoot your cum all over me, but just a little more. You can come after I stroke you 5 more times, okay? Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, you're good. Go ahead and come. Thank God. It's like we didn't even really get to any story. Ah, it was pretty great this time. I wipe my crotch after masturbation, take off my earphones, and exhale. I'm not overly obsessed with boobs or anything, but I thought I'd try a titty fuck at least once. I bought this audio recording with that in mind, and it really hit the spot. Well, this is something that Japanese folks really do. Like, you can buy what you just heard at DL site. Hint, hint. Well, I should probably do something about my virginity before moving on to titty fucks. I let out a slightly self-deprecating laugh as I check the time on my smartphone. Just as I thought, I'm right on time. Now I can have another 3 hours of tranquility. That's right, it's not like I'm masturbating in the middle of the day because I have nothing better to do. This is a ritual I need to perform before heading out. But anyway, I'm not forgetting anything, am I? Alright, see you later then. Of course, there's no one else in my room, but I say the greeting anyway. And then... Whoa! Ah! Damn! No! I slip on the stairs of my apartment and, unable to grab the railing on time, go tumbling down to the ground in spectacular fashion. While the asphalt is cold, my body is hot and in pain. With my thoughts are paralyzed by the pain, and I can hear the sound of an ambulance approaching in the distance. Maybe someone called one for me. It starts. Ugh. I can't believe I was hospitalized. A clean room with pure white sheets. The view outside the window is full of greenery. Despite the calming atmosphere, I find myself feeling depressed. The reason for that, of course, is that my hands are wrapped in casts. Damn it, I never imagined how hard it'd be to function without the use of my hands. I'm wearing gloves to prevent the movement in my hands and fingers. I look down at my crotch while sighing in response to the sight of my hands. Ugh. Seriously, what am I gonna do? My name is Yamada. I'm a student who became an impatient by falling down the stairs and breaking both hands at the same time. Damn, what luck! Fortunately, I didn't hit my head or hurt my spine or knees, but I can't live on my own without the assistance of hands that are now wrapped in casts. And while I'm grateful for the hospitalization for that reason... Oh no, it's almost time. Oh... My crotch, my balls to be precise, and I begin to feel a chill in the pit of my stomach. It starts as a dull, intermittent pain, but if left unchecked, it becomes an intense pain that feels akin to them being crushed by pliers. And there's only one way to prevent it. I have to ejaculate. I suffer from a rare, mysterious disease. One that causes me to experience an intense pain in my testicles if I don't come every 3 hours. There's been no other recorded cases in human history, so it's gone totally unresearched, meaning I suffer from a disease so rare that it doesn't even have a name. It's still bearable for now, and that's why I have to ejaculate while I still can. My heart races in anticipation of the pain to come. If I don't do something, the pain will be so intense that I'll be crying out for anyone within earshot to relieve me of it. I writhe in agony from that pain when I masturbate. I doubt that anybody who hasn't experienced it for themselves understands how sad it is to have to jack yourself off like that. But what am I going to do about this? Both of my hands are wrapped up like Egyptian mummies. I can't even take my pants off, let alone masturbate. Is using the bed to do it my only option? But I really shouldn't use a method that doctors don't even approve of in a hospital. Plus, it's dangerous because it will stimulate my balls as well. When this happens to my balls, even the slightest of breezes can make them hurt. Then again, I'd still have to at least take off my pants to do it. I don't even want to think about trying to do it with my pants on. If I don't at least take off my pants, it'll lead to catastrophe in more ways than one. Ugh! 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 Oh no! This is going to be impossible without my hands. Hell, even with my hands, it hurts. In the meantime, the pain in my balls continues to intensify. I know that this painful sensation will only continue to grow from this point on. My heart beats faster, and a cold sweat runs down my back. Excuse the intrusion. Just then, a nurse enters with a clear, should I say cold, hard tone in her voice. Her short bob of black hair suits her nicely, and she has really big boobs for how slender she is. But while she's beautiful, I find her intimidating at the same time. Perhaps because she comes across as kind of cold, or else extremely capable. Oh, hello there. Hello, Yamada. I said it was Yamada, but I believe it's Yamada. I'm Tachibana, the nurse responsible for you. Ah, okay, nice to meet your acquaintance. Tachibana, huh? Alright, I can remember that. With clean-cut features and smooth white skin, her taut spine seems to represent her serious and courteous nature. The only things about her that are a little concerning are the rugged wrinkles between her eyebrows and the moodiness of her pursed lips. Because it's our first meeting, I think she could at least try to be a little more amiable, but... she's obviously displeased about something. Is it something I did, even though we only just met? Yes? The doctor explained your injuries and chronic illness to me, so if you're experiencing any pain in your lower abdomen, please press the nurse call here. I will then provide treatment. Provide treatment? The indifferent, emotionless words stall my ability to understand for a moment. Treatment? What treatment? But if she heard about my chronic illness, that could only mean... Yamada, are you experiencing any pain in your lower abdomen at the moment? Tachibana turns her gaze towards my crotch. With her cold and... what her cold, unaffectionate eyes see is me unconsciously trying to hide my crotch with both hands. Not out of embarrassment, but because I'm in total agony. Well, there's a little discomfort, but I think I'm still okay for now. Not knowing how to answer, I just fill her in on what's going on. Tachibana simply nods a little in response to my answer. Understood. Please press the nurse call when it becomes too much to bear. Tachibana's voice is still indifferent, as if she's giving a business report. She doesn't show any embarrassment or resistance when it comes to providing treatment. Because it's her job, is my best guess, but... Alright, I'll be going now. I try calling out to her, but Tachibana doesn't even look back, let alone stop. Perhaps it's because she's so busy, but she disappears in the blink of an eye. What to say? Couldn't she have been a... what? It says, what to say? Couldn't she have been a bit more hospitable? Well, she is a nurse, after all. She was so cold to me that I can't help but wonder if I did something wrong. But I suppose that for her, I'm nothing more than just another patient. You know, now that I think about it, it's not just Tachibana. The other nurses and doctors also seem unfriendly. I don't think they like each other very much. The hospital itself is gloomy. Oh, wait, I remember now. This must be that place. All the nurses here who work there are the absolute worst. Be sure never to stay there. I'm pretty sure I've heard rumors about this place, but I'm already here, so I guess it's too late for me to do anything about that now. But wait, does that mean Tachibana is a terrible person, too? I mean, she wasn't exactly hospitable, but I didn't really think it was hospitable. I didn't really think she was that bad. I mean, if she was, I doubt she'd be willing to provide treatment. But would she actually do it? This treatment is what I think it is, right? I do have to ejaculate, so her eyes were stern, but she was so beautiful that you could almost consider her to be a prize. Big breasts make her nursing uniform look extremely tight on her, and she has that protruding butt, not to mention those plump thighs that are generously exposed from the hem of her skirt. But Tachibana is... Gulp! I just felt a sudden jolt of pain. The pain doesn't intensify when I get excited, but I find myself worried about it anyway. I know it'll be okay if I ejaculate sooner than later, but I'm reluctant to call Tachibana back to the room. Honestly, I'm kind of embarrassed about receiving her treatment. Like I thought, I'll have to do it myself. I mutter to myself as I writhe in agony atop the bed. Ugh, damn it all, I can't take this anymore. I try my best, but I'm still unable to remove my pants. I also try rubbing myself up against the mattress, but it only makes my balls hurt even more. I'm gonna be in a world of hurt if something isn't done about this soon. I grimace as I feel a pain reminiscent of a hand grabbing my balls tightly. There's no time to waste. I'll push the nurse call, but I can't do it with my hands or fingers, so I guess my feet will. I stick up my hands and desperately stretch out my toes and attempt to press the nurse call, even though my leg feels like it's about to slip. Yamada, Is something wrong? I don't know. But we'll find out tomorrow, won't we? Alright, this will be the Grim Lord, and I'm out for Grimm's Anti-Corner. And... Nope. Nurses. We'll have more nurses tomorrow. Don't worry.